5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. I hope that you had a great Christmas yesterday and are looking forward to a happy new year in about 5 days from now. While looking for today's story, I did find a book I found interesting, and I might pull some stories out of it at the start of the year, but we will see. I'll have to run it by the boss and see what he thinks. Anyway, before I get too carried away, today we are going to read the story titled Old Mother Bear's Happy New Year, which comes to us from the book The Gingerbread Boy and Joyful Jingle Play Stories, written by Laura Rowntree Smith. In case I don't make it back in time to work on another podcast before the new year, Happy New Year to you, and I hope that you have a better year than last. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
To go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Old Mother Bear's Happy New Year. Old Mother Bear sat in a chimney corner one New Year's Eve sighing, "I have 4 naughty bears, oh dear, how can I have a happy new year?" Lady Wind peeped in a crack under the window and said, "The night is bright, the stars are clear. Old Mother Bear, Happy New Year." Old Mother Bear shook her head, sighing. "It sounds very sad in song and rhyme. My boxer is never in school on time." Old Mother Moon peeped in the window next, singing, "I wonder if my voice you'll hear. Old Mother Bear, Happy New Year." Old Mother Bear shook her right paw and said, "I have my troubles, drowsy head, never wants to go to bed." Then a snowflake fairy called, "January is drawing near. Old Mother Bear, Happy New Year." Old Mother Bear answered, "It is very well for you to sing. Bruin never picks up anything." Then Fairy See It All came bouncing into the room shouting, "There's something wrong inside, I fear. Old Mother Bear, Happy New Year." Old Mother Bear replied, "Bright Eyes does not mean to tease, but never says thank you or if you please." Old Mother Bear began to growl and growl and growl, and finally she said, "How can I have a Happy New Year when Boxer is always late to school, and Drowsy Head never wants to go to bed, and Bruin leaves his things around, and Bright Eyes is always impolite?" Fairy See It All had a wee little carriage that ran by itself, and in the twinkling of an eye, she tucked in those 4 naughty little bears, and they rode away, 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 until they came to a wee little house in the woods on New Year's Eve. She said to Boxer, "You can't get out however you climb, unless you learn to be on time." Then for one whole year, Boxer had to practice being on time to breakfast, dinner, and supper, and he said, "On time today, on time tomorrow, on time will save me from my sorrow." So he stayed in the wee little house in the woods a whole year and learned to be on time. Fairy See It All said to Drowsy Head, "You must learn to like to go to bed, dear little, queer little Drowsy Head." Then Drowsy Head had to practice doing useful things in the wee little house a whole year until he was tired enough to go to bed. Fairy See It All said to Bruin, "You'll never get out of here, I'll be bound, till you pick up things you've left around." All day long and every day for a whole year, Bruin had to pick up his things and the belongings of the other bears. Fairy See It All said to Bright Eyes, "You'll have to practice words like these, thank you, and if you please." Of course, after that, Bright Eyes tried to be polite. Every night, The four little bears flattened their noses against the window panes and cried out, "We are four little bears who don't like to roam. We want Mother Bear, we want to go home." Lady Wind blew around the wee house, and Mother Moon peeped in the window. The Snowflake Fairy danced lightly down, and at last, a year later, on New Year's Eve, Fairy See-It-All brought her carriage that ran by itself and tucked the four little bears safely inside, and away, away, away they rode homeward. They all were happy as happy could be, shouting, "We've learned our lessons, never fear, Old Mother Bear, Happy New Year!" Old Mother Bear was happy, for Boxer had learned to be on time, and was always on time at school, and Drowsyhead liked to go to bed, and Bruin picked up his clothes and toys, and Brighteyes said, "Thank you, and if you please." After some children had read this story 99 times, the most surprising things happened. One little boy got to school every day for a whole year on time, so his teacher had a happy new year. One little girl went happily to bed every night, so one mother had a happy new year. And one little boy began to pick up his toys, so one father had a happy new year. So many children learned to say thank you and if you please, that people everywhere in town smiled and shook hands on the street when they met and called, "A Happy New Year, a Happy New Year."
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world.